The following program is sponsored by Texas Financial Advisory, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Texas Financial Advisory, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Brooklyn Chandler Willey should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Brooklyn Chandler Willey is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Retirement News Network's Mark Elliott and Brooklyn Chandler Willey, President and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, a financial firm as strong and independent as Texas. Brooklyn has more than 10 years of experience in the financial planning industry. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott with the Retirement News Network, and I am joined, as always, by Brooklyn Chandler Willey, the President and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. Brooklyn started her company back in January of 2008, so she's helped a lot of people get retired and stay retired. We're going to give you the numbers, the website, so you can find out more information without question. We're going to be talking about, are you really ready to retire? And how do you know if you are actually in good shape to make that call? Brooklyn, before we get into that, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mark. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very good. And you know, Brooklyn, you've heard the saying, knowledge is power, right?
Yes.
Do you buy that?
Depends on who's the knowledge.
Okay, depends on where that knowledge is coming from.
That. Exactly.
Absolutely. You know, and certainly we I think everybody, when you're getting ready to retire, you spend a lot of time working and saving for retirement, trying to get in the right place for that time of your life. Because when it comes to making the call about when to retire, knowledge is power. There are certain things that you absolutely must know before you can say with conviction, I am comfortable and I'm in a good financial place to retire. So that's what we're going to talk about today. You know, how do you figure out if the time is right? And Brooklyn, if a person is ready to retire, look, Brooklyn, I've just worked 30, 40 years. It's time for me to retire. Why can't I just retire? And that's it. I'm good. I'm going. I'm retiring.
Well, I really wish it was that easy. And there are people out there that do that, but they come in here pretty quick after they make that decision. But, you know, look, it's a huge step in your life. I mean, let's look at other milestones in your life. I mean, going from high school to college and then buying a home, your career, and then, you know, here's this next venture in your life. And yes, there's a lot of people around you that you could get advice from. But the key here is that you are unique, and what worked for somebody else may not work for you. So you can't just take confidence in that it worked for your coworker or, you know, your family member. So, you know, really there are certain things that have to be done with your money and your finances that you need to be really clear about before saying that it's a good time to retire. So if you're not clear on these things and you decide to retire anyway, I hate to break this to you, but you're inviting some trouble, financial trouble, possibly family issues, and potentially a lot of unnecessary grief. So retirement's something you got to thoroughly think through in advance.
So, okay, we got to think through this. We got to have a plan in place and a strategy about how we're going to go about retirement. And then through those years of retirement as well. I mean, our plans are always tweaked and changed and got to be flexible because things happen. There are a lot of risk out there that we need to be aware of. Is that where we start?
Sure, because again, that's what we're trying to prevent or plan for. And so one of the first things, which is one of the biggest risks that can impact you financially during retirement, we hope it doesn't happen, but we need to be prepared if it does, that's around your health. You've heard the cliche, health is wealth, but that's really true. If you've ever struggled with a, you know, something that has changed your life with a health issue, you could be a testimonial to the fact that, you know, having great health allows you to, you know, have more money and be more productive. And so really, health is one of the first things that we're going to look at. And that's almost like on a disability side, as well as a long-term care, home health care, nursing home. And then we want to look at inflation, because let's say you're one of those blessed folks out there that get a pension, and a pension is just a promise. And a lot of times those pensions do not step up for the cost of everything around us. So groceries today, that same basket of groceries is going to cost two times that 5, 6, 7 years from now. And so, you know, it's those little things with inflation that really erode your cash flow. We also want to look at outliving your money. So going back to the health side of things, we've got the other end of the spectrum, that people that are in such good health, they could live a very long time. I mean, we have quite a few people over 100. And, you know, even Social Security revamped their longevity, saying that people were going to live to be 104. So, you know, that just is a testimony as well that people are living longer. And then, of course, we can have a stock market decline. The odds are, if you are retired for, let's say, 20, 25, 30 years, you're going to go through at least 4 stock market declines. And when I say a stock market decline, this is not like a correction or just a little blip on the radar that you could recover from pretty quick, because it is true that the stock market always comes back. It's just, how long does it take? And so if you experienced a 20, 30, 40% drop and you're using that money for income, then you could run out of money pretty quickly. And so, as you can see, the list goes on and on. Now, what we want to do is make a plan of action. And the first thing is around your income stream. We want to make sure that you've got enough income coming in to cover those basic expenses, and then start adding on to there. And those are the fun ways of spending your money, right? The travels, the revamping the house, whatever that is. But we also want to make a determination pretty quickly as far as healthcare goes, because obviously when you turn 65, you have Medicare options, but there's Medicare doesn't cover everything. And so how are we going to pay for those expenses? More than half of Americans, that's 55%, mistakenly believe that their health insurance or their Medicare is going to pay with assistance for daily living due to their illness or injury for an extended period of time. Even though in most cases, neither will pay for any sort of long-term assistance with daily activities. So every retirement strategy, I mean, we've been doing this show since 2012, and we're always constantly changing, and we're adding on and being very flexible with our clients, because retirement strategies, it's good to have a foundation, but we also need to be able to make tweaks. So today, if you're one of the first 10 callers on our show today, the number is 844-832-7469. We are offering to provide you with what we call our TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. What that means is that you're going to take an opportunity out of your day to come in. This is not scary, but just to come in and discuss your situation so that we can show you what a TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, and then you can decide if that could benefit you and your family. Now, know that this is a personalized just for you analysis. We do have to limit it though to the first 10 callers on our show. And so the number here is 844-TFA-SHOW. That's 844-832-7469. By taking that opportunity, you will meet directly with someone who has your interests at heart. Someone that can provide you with a fresh perspective on your retirement income plan. Now, due to limited appointment availability, we do limit it to the first 10 callers. So take part in that. If you've saved more than $250,000 for retirement, give us a call right now at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. As always, you can visit our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Brooklyn Chandler Willey is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. And we're talking about some of the things you need to know before you make that decision to leap off the working truck and get into that retirement area. And it's really a great time of your life if you've got a plan in place. That's the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap that Brooklyn and her team can put together for you. Because if you have a plan in place and you've got a little bit more clarity about where you are, instead of just, I think I'm okay, I hope I'm okay, I don't really know for sure, this is an area where you, Brooklyn and her team, can certainly help you. 844-832-7469. You know, Brooklyn, if we went back to 2008, the banking and housing financial crisis, or we go back to the early 2000s where we had 9/11, we had the dot-com bubble bursting, we had a lot of things going on. And really on Wall Street, that decade, 2000 to 2009, is looked at as the lost decade. That is one of the challenges. If you were retiring in 2008, had everything put in place, you know, the market had rebounded from the dot-com bubble bursting, you were thinking we're in pretty good shape. And then all of a sudden you retire and the bottom drops out of the market. That is a challenge if you haven't made some adjustments in your portfolio, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely. And so one of the things that we talk about a lot with our clients is not just diversifications, but it's about rebalancing and understanding the what we call sequence risk. And as you know, Mark, we have a TV show, and you if you don't have a chance to catch it on TV, we have it on our website at texasfinancialadvisory.com. But one of the segments on there is my absolute favorite segments because it talks about this sequence risk. And that's taking your money from your investments to live upon, but not understanding how to appropriately allocate the investment. Because typically, investing the way you were, the way you were when you were working, doesn't work when you retire. And I've had this discussion with people time and time again. They'll walk in for their analysis and they'll be like, well, I think I'm doing pretty good. My account's averaged an 8% return. I heard that Dave Ramsey said that I should, you know, find something that's averaging a 12% return. So I'm probably gonna go more aggressive and take out 8% cash flow. I mean, that is just a disaster waiting to happen right then and there. Because the point here is that even if you average an 8% return, if we go back historically and we look at, say, like the last 15 years of those investments, you'd see that you lost 17 at one point, it went up 23. It's a yo-yo ride. And so to be able to take out income systematically from an investment that's not geared towards income, it could definitely deplete that account really quickly. So when we talk about sequence risk, we are talking about timing the withdrawals, not timing the market, just timing the withdrawals that the person takes to create this systematic income plan for them. And it's vitally important for a person to position their assets in such a way that it's going to help minimize the impact of any sort of market downturn and how that would affect the overall assets that they've set aside for retirement. Now, to help minimize that risk, your assets are going to be victimized by a plain old bad timing. So when it comes to your financial future, coming up short with your monthly income is just not going to work. It's not acceptable. That is a surefire way to have anxiety and feel like you need to go back to work. And so you just need the assurance that the sources that you're going to be drawing your income from, such as your 401k, your Social Security and the like, that they're going to provide the means to give you that lifestyle that you've desired throughout your entire retirement years. So if you have a vision for your retirement, if you want to dictate how your future unfolds rather than have it dictated to you, you need a strategy for retirement. The first step here is to get a customized plan for you. This is what we call our TFA, Financial Freedom Roadmap. And this is a detailed analysis showing your entire income picture, uncovering areas where there may be opportunity for your assets to generate income during retirement. Now, this is customized, and it's going to help uncover areas where there's opportunity to help grow your retirement nest egg. So it provides enough income for you as long as you need it. When you sit down with one of us, we're going to provide you with an honest evaluation of how much you have saved for retirement, a clear understanding of how much risk your assets are exposed to, strategies to help you reach your retirement goals, and an idea of how much income you might need to support those goals. Now, this analysis is completely customized based on your unique circumstances, but due to limited appointment availability, it is limited to the first 10 people to call our show. So if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, give us a call at 844-TFA-SHOW to start your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. Again, that number is 844-832-7469. It never hurts to get a second opinion on your retirement plan. If you don't have one yet, we can help you get started. 844-832-7469. As always, you can visit our website at texasfinancialadvisory.com.
So today, Brooklyn is discussing things that you absolutely need to know before you make that decision to head yourself into retirement. The next item we're going to talk about goes a long way toward providing you with confidence as your retirement approaches. So stay with us, a lot to get to. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory.
You're listening to the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome back to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott with the Retirement News Network, and as always, I'm pleased to be here with Brooklyn Chandler Willie of Texas Financial Advisory, offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. If you'd like to find out more about Brooklyn and the team, you want to find out about live educational events that they put on from time to time throughout the area, there's no cost to attend these. You do have to sign up, though. Seating is limited. All that information and more is on the website, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. We're talking about things that you really need to know before you make the decision to head into retirement. And you need to know these things so you can have a better understanding of what's ahead. And certainly we want you to be able to retire with confidence and clarity, and a lot of excitement is the idea behind this. There are a lot of areas where you've got to have a plan to maybe handle some of these challenges that you may face in retirement. We touched on healthcare, long-term care, those kind of challenges. What about the markets going up and down and yo-yoing? Because that's what they do. And don't get caught up in it's all about return in retirement. It's really about income in retirement. So you might have to change your focus a little bit on how you're, you know, preparing yourself for retirement. Brooklyn, certainly, I guess, you know, because we've talked about budgets on the show, or a spending plan. I think you like to call it a spending plan.
Yes.
But we need to kind of get an idea, though, about the size of our asset base, if you will, don't we?
So it is crucial to know the size of the asset base that you've built for retirement and whether that's adequate enough to produce enough income for you as long as you need it. Now, a person spends decades working to earn and save enough money to call their own shots financially, whether that means continuing to work because that's what they want to do, are retiring to pursue other hobbies or other things such as traveling the world, spending more time with their family, developing new hobbies, lending time to the cause that you believe in. I have a client of mine who, man, she is a fixture at the hospital, and she holds babies. And that is, I mean, she takes that job just as seriously as she did her executive position. So, which is awesome. I mean, she's causing such a great impact in those babies' lives. And so, but that's her passion. And so she's able to do that. Obviously, they don't pay her to hold the babies in money. They pay her with other things, right? But she's able to do that because she was able to retire. She had enough saved, and she knows her income is sufficient enough to stay retired. But here, the possibilities are endless for that particular client because she had a plan. So whatever your vision is for retirement, whatever that happens to be, much of the stuff you want to do obviously takes money. Then there's expenses that you're going to have: housing, food, transportation, medical. Those things aren't going to go away. It always makes me laugh when I meet with folks and they apologize to me about having a mortgage. And I mean, especially in this environment, I don't care if you have a mortgage. I mean, your interest rate's like 2-3%. Who cares? It's like getting money for free from the bank. But the point here is that even once you get rid of the mortgage, you still have taxes. You still have to pay insurance. And a lot of times, because those continue to go up, it becomes as much, if not more, than what your mortgage was back in the day. So we know that these expenses aren't going away. But the question becomes, have you saved enough to cover those expenses, including your hard expenses and your discretionary expenses? Of course, related to that, do you know where your retirement paycheck is going to come from now that you're not working or not working as much? So do the assets that you've hopefully set aside for retirement have the capacity to provide the income level that you're going to need to cover your costs and do the things that you have long looked forward to doing during retirement?
You know, Brooklyn, there are so many things that I think are really intriguing about what you do for your clients at Texas Financial Advisory, because you touched on healthcare, long-term care, that we've got to have a plan in case, because the number one reason the people that are retired file for bankruptcy typically is a healthcare issue. You know, somebody got sick and all of a sudden the bills got overwhelming. And certainly we've got to have a plan for that. The other part of this is we don't know our end date. We don't know our final day on earth. If I came into you, Brooklyn, and I said, look, I'm going to live for 21 years, 3 months, 6 weeks, 2 days, you could come up with a plan to make me get to that point. We don't know the end point, though. So there's such a challenge there. And, you know, you think back to all those commercials we used to see on TV. Your magic number is what? What is your magic number? And I would imagine we all have an actual magic number that we need to get to be able to retire with, you know, and maintain our lifestyle, I suppose. But that number may not be the one we're shooting for, is it? I mean, is that how you look at this? Hey, you need 750,000. You need 263,000. I mean, how do you look at that number that we need to be able to retire confidently?
Well, everyone tends to have a magic number, but what that number is depends on a variety of very personal factors like your health, your life expectancy, projected expenses, desired standard of living, and a whole lot more. So really, there's no one magic number for people to aim for. I think that, as you brought up, most people used to think, oh, if I have $1 million saved. But suffice it to say, though, the number is probably going to be substantial to maintain your lifestyle. I rarely see people walk away from a paycheck and spend that much less money, especially at the beginning of retirement. So I don't know what the magic number is. I don't know if it's $1 million. I don't know if it's $2 million. It really just depends on, again, how you're going to spend the money. So with retirement approaching, you really need to crunch those numbers to come up with a rough answer. And as you know, it's going to be different for everyone. And if you have a hard time trying to back into that number, that is a number one reason to come in and sit down with myself or someone on my team to help work through how you can calculate that number. At Texas Financial Advisory, we have a passion for helping to build retirement income plans. Retirement income plans are totally different from that accumulation plan that you've worked all these years to set aside money in your retirement accounts. And today we want to help you. So for the first 10 callers who have saved $250,000 or more in their retirement savings, we are offering our TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap at no cost and no obligation. Now, this is a time for you to come in, meet with myself or one of my team members to see if we can help you design a retirement income plan. And during this initial meeting, I want you to understand and have expectations of what we're going to cover. We're, of course, going to assess your current assets and the amount of assets that you're gonna need for your ideal retirement. We'll show you how we could work together and help build a retirement strategy customized for you. Now, again, this is only for the first 10 callers on our show today that have saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement. The number here is 844-TFA-SHOW. That's 844-832-7469. Make sure that your retirement plan reflects your current financial situation by calling our number at 844-832-7469.
Glad you're with us today. We're talking about some things you need to know before you make that decision to retire. And there's no question, Brooklyn, it makes a lot of sense that we need to know our retirement income needs before we get into retirement. How much do you need month after month to pay the bills, to do the things that you want to do in retirement? The numbers are different. I mean, you've seen people with more than $2 million that really can't retire because their lifestyle is so extravagant. You've seen people with $250,000 that are good to go. So it's really about you and your situation. But how do we go about getting an accurate idea of what our number is?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that, Mark, because it is really dependent on your situation. And so to do that, we want to look at your expenses first, because that's the key part to figure out how much income you're going to need. So we want to have a rough idea of what your expenses are going to look like during retirement in order to determine how much you're going to need to live on each and every month, not only to cover hard expenses, but also discretionary spending to maintain the lifestyle that you want to lead during retirement. So we're looking at a ballpark projection of what you're going to need to live on from month to month during retirement.
So that's the demand side of the equation, right? We're talking about, all right, here's what our bills are, here's this, here's all the things that we have. Now we've got to produce our income to, I guess, supply that side, right? Because it really, at the end of the day, Brooklyn, I mean, you look at a lot of different things in the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. You're coming up with an income plan, an investment plan, a health plan, a tax plan, legacy planning. It's all inside of the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, and everybody's situation is different. So, by the way, you can't call Brooklyn right now and say, hey, just send me that TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, because there's nothing in it, because it's all about you. You've got to have your numbers and your goals, really, for your retirement to complete the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. So I suppose it still comes down to the end of the day, it starts with income.
Right. That's exactly right. So we want to take stock of what you expect in terms of income. Do you have rental property? When do you draw Social Security? Do you have a pension? Does your spouse have a pension? What happens if your spouse passes away? Does any income go away? So we want to add all that up and know then also when and how you're going to take distributions from your retirement accounts. And then, you know, factoring all that, I have some clients that they're not retiring together. Say one spouse retires and the other one's going to continue to work. Well, you know, when are they going to stop bringing in that paycheck? So all of this, again, is customized on each and every client's situation and figuring out the sources that are going to supply them the income streams for their lifetime, you know, and how they want to receive that payment. So once you know what your income picture looks like and what your expenses are going to be in retirement, then you can take those appropriate steps to ensure that your income needs are met. The key here is the first step, and that is getting a customized TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap that is going to provide a detailed analysis showing your entire income picture and to cover areas where there may be opportunity for your assets to generate income during retirement. Now, this is a customized assessment that's going to help you uncover areas where there's opportunity to help grow your retirement nest egg, so it will provide enough income for you as long as you need it. Now, when you sit down with one of us, we're going to help provide you with an honest evaluation of how much you've saved for retirement. We will give you a clear understanding of just how much risk your assets are exposed to. And then we'll show you strategies to help you reach your retirement goals and also an idea of how much income you might need to support those goals. Now, this analysis is completely customized based on your unique circumstances, but due to the limited appointment availability, we do limit it to the first 10 callers on our show. So if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, give us a call at 844-TFA-SHOW to get started right now on your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. Now, the number again here is 844-832-7469. It never hurts to get a second opinion on your retirement plan. And if you don't have one yet, we're going to help you get started.
844-832-7469 to sit down with Brooklyn and the team at Texas Financial Advisory. So you're on the brink of setting a retirement date, or at least you're contemplating setting a retirement date. There are things you absolutely must know before you commit to a date. And one has to do with finding income that is guaranteed for your retirement. Brooklyn will discuss that in just a minute. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey. Brooklyn, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, started her company back in January of 2008. So she sat down with a lot of folks discussing their retirement plans, their hopes, their dreams, their desires for their retirement, and trying to come up with a plan and a strategy for that person, that couple, to make sure that they're on the right track. Make some tweaks along the way if necessary. Nothing is set in stone because we know life keeps coming at us. There are things that happen and we've got to be flexible. 844-832-7469 to sit down with Brooklyn. There is no cost. There's no obligation. There is no pressure. It's just a visit. It's a sit-down chat. Think of it as a fireside chat with Brooklyn and the team at Texas Financial Advisory. 844-832-7469. We're talking about things you need to know before you make that big decision to retire. When are you going to retire? Are you ready to retire? Are you financially ready to retire? And Brooklyn, at the end of the day, it really does come back to income. How do we replace those paychecks that are no longer coming in? Because when you get into retirement, basically you're in voluntary unemployment, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, that's what retirement is, right? You've stopped having to report to anywhere or clock in or be somewhere at 8:30 or work those late nights. So that is voluntary unemployment. But in order to be voluntarily unemployed, you still have to have income. You still have expenses. So that's what we want to help you make the right decision as you near retirement, or even if you're already retired and you just don't feel as confident in your income plan. That's what we want to sit down with you and help you understand all of your options out there, not just the cookie cutter models that the wirehouses or the banks offer. And the other thing I see is people still leaving their money in a 401k or thrift savings plan once they retire. And what I want to communicate or convey to you is that those employer-sponsored plans are for while you're employed. They are not geared for people that are no longer contributing to those accounts. Again, accumulation mode is much different from preservation and distribution mode. So This is something to kind of tuck away in the back of your head, especially if you don't qualify just quite yet. But most plans nowadays, once you reach the ripe old age of 59 and a half, that's kind of a magical age. Again, it's all plan determined. Some folks are able to do this at 55 or 52, depending on, where they're working or how long they've worked there. But you can do what's called an in-service rollover, where you can take your retirement nest egg. You haven't quit. You haven't retired yet, but you are going to preserve that. No more ups and downs. You want to roll it out into a self-directed IRA and make the decisions on how you invest it from there. An in-service rollover doesn't count as any sort of taxable income. Keeps it tax sheltered, but what it does is provide a world of opportunity to you. Let's say it makes sense to start converting that to a Roth IRA. You couldn't do that while it was still at the custodian in the 401k, but now we can work on converting it so that you have tax exempt or tax free income in retirement. What if you don't like all the funds that's in your 401k because that's what the employer and the custodian picked out for you? Again, there's thousands and thousands, probably millions of investment options out there that might be a better fit for you than what just your 401k offers. And so again, that in-service distribution becomes one of the first stepping stones to getting prepared for retirement, to give you kind of an idea what your home stretch is going to look like, how much more you need to save.
So if you think about that in-service rollover of your 401k, you are still working, you are still contributing to your 401k. You're just taking a portion out to get it in better place, better placement, better area for your retirement. So it's actually working for you. We know the 401ks can be really good, and certainly since 2009, the markets have been doing nothing but go up, basically. So you should have been doing well, but you probably haven't been getting all of the upside because that's not how things work, because you've got to balance against the downside so that you don't go 50% up and then 60% down. You've got to be kind of in the middle a little bit. So you can take that in-service rollover and then have a little bit more control. Brooklyn can help you where to place that. And a lot depends on what your custodian and what your place of employment allows you to do. If you'd like to find out more about that, though, you've never heard about, hey, I'm still working. I'm 60 years old. I'm going to retire at 65, but I can go ahead and take some of my 401k and put it in a better place for myself and my family. This is a great opportunity to sit down with Brooklyn to learn more. 844-832-7469. There's no cost for this. Just a chance for you to sit down and chat with Brooklyn to learn more. 844-832-7469. So let's say that, I'm doing all this stuff you're talking about, Brooklyn. I'm getting ready to set my retirement date. I'm getting closer and closer all the time. And I'm going, boy, I'm not sure I really have enough income coming in to replace those paychecks that are no longer coming in once I get retired. What do we need to know about guaranteed sources of income? Certainly Social Security would be one of those, pension if we're lucky enough to have one, but there's not a lot of areas where we can get guaranteed sources of income, are there?
Well, guaranteed sources of income is not something that a lot of people have in place before they come see us because, again, as I've mentioned time and time again, pensions are a thing of the past. And so they're having to figure out ways to create their own pension in a way that they can have a stream of income for either 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it is for each client in order to have that reliable income stream. Something that I've kind of seen a shift in, this is interesting, Mark, is a lot of my entrepreneurs, my business owners, when the market's been good and the time has been good in their business in the last, say, 5 years, a lot of them are harvesting those gains and, just locking in their principal and going into an annuity that is going to be a pension for them. Either I've got one lawyer that actually turned it on right now because, as you know, a lot of times with attorneys and other self-employed folks, they don't have a reoccurring revenue. And so I have an attorney that is a personal injury attorney, and he got a large settlement and took that settlement, and instead of worrying about the ebbs and flows of income month after month, he bought an immediate annuity. Now, this annuity, he still owns it. He hasn't lost control of the principal. He hasn't lost control of the investment. If he dies, his spouse either can get the income stream or take the money out lump sum. But the point here is that he wakes up January 1st of every year, not worried about his business and what income it's going to bring in and when the case is going to close and when the personal injury insurance is going to pay him, because he knows that that annuity is going to pay him $5,000 on the first of every single month for the rest of his life. So that's what the annuity can do for you once you're retired, but also while you're still working. So even if you looked at it in the past, or you sit there and you have in your head, well, my grandma had an annuity, I'm not, you know, I don't want to be like my grandma. These insurance products have advanced, and they have, over the last 11 years of doing that, of all the investment vehicles out there, they have made the most transformation, because who has the most money in this right now in this economy? It's the insurance companies. And so they are trying to attract money from those baby boomers. We have 10,000 baby boomers retiring every single day. And so they are all walking away with, you know, sizable nest eggs from their retirement accounts and looking for somewhere to put it so that it can be safe and provide them income. And so in order to attract those dollars, they've made a lot of revisions to their products in order to really be a very mutually beneficial relationship. And so we do use those types of vehicles for our clients in order to create a pension plan and provide that income for them. Either, again, like my lawyer client, that he's taking it right now, but some folks need to want to just wait until they go into retirement. So annuities, as much as it kind of tossed around out there, they're bad, they're good, you know, really, it just depends on the person, right? And I have an annuity. My parents have an annuity. Does that mean that everyone should have one? No, but they could be good for the right person for the right reason. And mainly that reason is to solidify your income during retirement. And which type of annuity is the right thing for you? I don't know. And if you try and go Google it and figure it out for yourself, you will be Google slapped, because there's, I mean, at last look, I mean, I think there's like 5 billion pages of annuity information out there. So it's kind of hard to seek out on your own. What I do encourage you to do, instead of going to an annuity only salesperson, is to work with someone like our firm here at Texas Financial Advisory, who's a fiduciary. We represent multiple investment vehicles, not just annuities. And we also represent lots and lots of different annuity companies. So we can go out there and find the best fit for you, because as a fiduciary, we have to do what's in your best interest. So I just find that it's critical, though, that you find that independent guidance from a trusted professional, whether it's our firm here at Texas Financial Advisory or the right advisor for you. But it does make sense to use an advisor in this situation. So in order to create your own TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, give us a call here at 844-TFA-SHOW. That's 844-832-7469. It never hurts to get a fresh perspective on your retirement needs and how an annuity may or may not help that. So give us a call here at 844-832-7469.
Brooklyn Chandler Willie is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Started her company in January of 2008. Of course, as Brooklyn has said, you can always go to the website to find out more, texasfinancialadvisory.com, texasfinancialadvisory.com. We're talking about things you really need to know before you make that decision to retire. And certainly, Brooklyn, there is a shift, and you touched on that a little bit earlier as well, in our financial mindset. It's not that we have to get rid of all risk, but we've got to make sure that we do have some safety in our portfolio. Certainly, it's not all about our average return. It's about the real return and what do we need to live month after month. So there's a financial mind shift from our working years to our retirement years. And there's also a social impact as well, because we're not going to work. Our habits are different now. We're not getting up and we have to be at the office at 8 or 9 or whatever it is. And, you know, all of that, everything has changed. So we shift in the financial mindset, but we also shift in our social outlook, don't we, as well?
Yeah. I mean, when you're younger, in your 30s and your 40s, the focus here is on accumulating, saving, paying off debt, growing your assets. So you handle your assets accordingly. You're going to position them for growth. Retirement typically means we're going to be shifting gears. The priority is not so much in growth. It's more about preservation and protecting your assets. And then how do we take from those accounts so that we don't run out of money before we run out of life? So we want to strategically convert those assets that you've accumulated into an income stream to support your lifestyle. And so that kind of goes into what you're talking about with the socialization. Emotion plays a big part of people's investment decisions. And your emotion when you're younger and you don't need that money versus the emotion of needing the money within the next year or day is totally different. And so that emotion can be either prudent and allow you to take more of a conservative manner approach once you reach retirement, or it could be paralyzing. You know, I've seen people be so overwhelmed that they do nothing. And again, that's not the right decision either. And so that's where I think that having the right advisor, someone that you can trust, that you have confidence in, that's acting as a fiduciary, meaning that they are working for you, they don't have this ulterior motive, that they're going to get paid any differently from some company or product, and so that they are able to walk this journey with you. It's not a sprint. And, you know, Mark, you always joke about the marathons that I ran a long time ago. This is the time to just walk the marathon in life. And again, at the end, you're going to be a lot more confident. You're going to weather those downturns in the market. You're going to be able to weather any sort of health scare and financial scare along with the health scare. But, you know, really, when it comes to your financial future, we want to make sure you don't come up short. We don't want you to run out of money when you're 85 and still ticking. And the key here is to get your customized TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap from one of our firm's experienced professionals here at Texas Financial Advisory. That's going to show how your retirement income picture it would work if you don't make any changes, right? We always show you, hey, we don't have a crystal ball, but we project what you're doing now. Here's where you might run out of money. Or, hey, you know, everything looks great. You really are set up well. And if you're not set up well, we'll be able to show you ways and strategies in order to turn those retirement accounts into a powerful engine that's going to generate income during your entire retirement. So if you've saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement, give us a call at 844-TFA-SHOW. To get started right now, the number again is 844-832-7469. It never hurts to get a second opinion on your retirement plan. And if you don't have one yet, we can help you get started. Again, the number here is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. As always, you can visit our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Brooklyn today is talking about things you really need to know before you make that decision to retire. So our final segment straight ahead, a few more items to get to. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willie, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory.
You're listening to the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome back to our final segment of today's show, the Texas Financial Advisory Show with well-respected retirement specialist Brooklyn Chandler-Willie of Texas Financial Advisory, offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. To find out more, you can certainly go to the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. If you'd like to sit down and find out more, maybe have a strategy session with Brooklyn, kind of find out where you are on your road to retirement. The number is 844-832-7469. There's no cost, no obligation. It's just a visit, if you will. It's a fireside chat with Brooklyn. 844-832-7469. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. We're talking about things that you really need to know before you make that decision to leap into retirement. And the challenges, we've touched on a lot of different things today, Brooklyn. Certainly longevity was one of those. We are living longer and longer than ever before. And really, though, we've got to, you know, you talked about that bucket list. People get so excited about the things they're going to do those first several years, maybe the first decade of retirement, that bucket list. I'm going to travel here. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. That costs a lot of money. We do need to remember, though, that retirement is a long-term proposition. It's not a sprint, right?
Right. And in this next stage of your life, it could last for decades. I mean, let's think about this for a moment, Mark. Let's say you graduated from high school when you're 18, you went to college, graduated from college 22-ish, and then maybe went straight to work. Some people go to grad schools or, you know,
law school.
Medical school. Law school.
I go to law school at St. Mary's School of Law, Juris Doctorate, yes. Brooklyn Chandler-Willie.
Yes, I did. And again, so then you're now in the workplace, 25, 26. And if you're like me with a lot of school debt, that's always another fun conversation, and I'm seeing it across the board. I've got quite a few clients that are doctors, lawyers, and they're trying to balance that school debt while also saving for retirement. And that's a whole nother show, right, Mark? But the key here is that you're working, let's say you start, so from, let's say 26 to 60, the majority of your life, but you also have a lot of hurdles there. You've got buying your home. If you've got children, those children, they're quite expensive.
But they never cause you any headaches whatsoever. They do exactly what you ask all the time.
Pure joy. Pure joy. I love my life. I love my life, Mark. No, but I mean, again, those are all financial bleeders, right? And so that's what costs you money, you know, paying off debt. Maybe you made a bad investment decision. I mean, gosh, I've seen it all. Or I feel like I've seen it all. It always, I mean, I say that and something surprises me later on in the day. But, you know, the point here is that you're working and you're trying to save. But really, you know, how much are you truly saving of your income? You know, on the top end, I see people saving maybe 10% of their income each year. And now you've harvested that and you're approaching where you don't want a job anymore. Say you're in your 60s and now you're going to live from 60 to 90, 140 years. I mean, that's a big possibility, and live off of the money that you've saved each year during your working years. So,
you know, Brooklyn, really, when you think about retirement, you could almost break it down into three distinct stages, couldn't you? I mean, you're talking about this as a long-term proposition. It's not a sprint. And I would imagine that's a way to talk to your clients about this. It's three distinct stages, right, of retirement?
Right. We call those three distinct stages the go-go years. That's because you're young enough, you're healthy enough, you've got the time on your hands. So you want to go. You want to take the trips. You want to go spend however long with your new grandbaby. You want to be able to go visit friends, relatives, see old friends, travel the world. We've had at least three clients that have done the world cruise where you just go all the way around the world. And like you can do it as little as 90 days. I had one client that did it for a year. But yeah, right? Those are your go-go years. And it takes money to go. And then it's the slow go years. You're done it, the bucket list checked, but you still need income to live on. And then there's the no go years. Now, the no go years, you think, well, I don't need as much money. Well, that you may need most money then because you need someone to care for you. You need the home health care, the long term care. You know, again, that costs money. And so we've got to be able to have enough assets allowed and allocated for each stage of those of your retirement lifetime there. So with so much at stake in ensuring these transitions go smoothly, why not turn to an experienced professional for guidance? Now, know that I have set aside 10 slots in my schedule, 10 appointments that we will give to our first 10 callers that have saved $250,000 or more for retirement. Give us a call here at 844-832-7469 in order to gain access to one of our firm's trained and experienced fiduciary financial retirement professionals. And we will take that conversation and provide you with what we call our TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. Know that this is developed wholly on your individual circumstances and your input. We're not a robo firm that you just give us your name and ages and how much you saved and expect us to spit something out. I need to know what's going on in your life. What's important to you? You know, do you foresee having to care for any of your kids or grandkids down the road? How are we going to have enough money to see you to and through retirement? So in order to provide a greater level of clarity about your income, your financial well-being during retirement, don't pass up this offer. Again, the number is 844-832-7469, 844-832-7469. As always, you can visit our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. A lot of great information on that. You can sign up for our newsletter. We do have some events coming up in and around San Antonio area. If you would like to attend that, we do require a reservation. So you can see those date, times, and locations right there on our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Brooklyn Chandler-Willey is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Started her company back in January of 2008, offices now in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. I'm Mark Elliott. We're talking about things you need to know before you make that decision to retire. And so really, number one, Brooklyn, I think it's safe to say that you need to know that you are on the right track financially to retire. But another big part of that is, especially if you're like me and you don't work in the financial world, I have the great opportunity to talk with Brooklyn every week on this program, and I'm 58, so in theory, I should know a lot of this. Well, I don't. I love the opportunity to listen to Brooklyn talk about the things that I need to know when it comes to my retirement. But at the end of the day, Brooklyn, really, this is where you come in. The team at Texas Financial Advisory, your focus is on retirement planning and strategizing for your clients to see where they are in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years down the road. It's not just Brooklyn tries to sell you something and that's the end of the deal. This is a long-term relationship, Brooklyn, because we need somebody that we can, you know, trust that actually works in the retirement world to help guide us, right?
Yeah. And, you know, what's interesting, Mark, this shift, you know, again, I've been doing this since January 2008. And, you know, I'd say probably at the beginning of my career, the majority of my clients were 65 to 75, 80. But we've got clients across the board because we've got folks that are in their 40s that have learned from their parents' mistakes that they don't want to repeat. And so the end goal, whether you're 40 or 60, is how do I walk away from this paycheck, have financial peace of mind, financial freedom, and be able to live off of my assets and not run out? And so we do have clients across the spectrum because they know that's where we're ending up. So we can help guide them. And some clients that maybe came to us that are, you know, just not the right fit for what we offer, we're able to steer them in the right direction so that they can go to the right advisor for them. And then maybe they will, once it's the right time, come back to us. So the key here, though, is customization based upon your situation. And we've seen quite a bit. And so it would take a lot to shock me. But we're able to customize a program just for you that can also be flexible, because what we do today may need to be changed 3 years, 5 years down the road. We understand that. So if you'd like the opportunity to see what that looks like, right? How do you even know if you need it without sitting down with myself or one of my advisors here at Texas Financial Advisory? Take this opportunity right now. There's no cost, no obligation. That number is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. And as always, you can visit our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com.
You've been listening to the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.